Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We continue right here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Get you set for conference championship weekend, and we'll do so right now with a legendary head football coach, a two-time Super Bowl champion with the New York Giants, had those two big victories over the New England Patriots, and that's Tom Coughlin here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, great to talk to you. How you been?
Hi, Zach. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, and I really do appreciate it. So let me first take you back, since we're here 2 days away from conference championship Sunday. Those two victories with the Giants, going up against the Packers in that freezing cold game where everyone remembers your red face, and then the game against the 49ers. What do you remember about those two?
Well, those were great classic football games. And I'll tell you the funny thing about it, Zach, is we go up to Green Bay, and I remember the night before the game, we're in a suite in Appleton, and the windows are shaking, you know, and then that cold is pouring right in through the windows. It's so cold. We get to the stadium, and I go out like I do normal pre-game, baseball hat, no gloves, no earmuffs. I'm out there for 5 seconds, and I'm thinking, how in the hell am I going to get back inside quick enough to keep my ears from breaking off? So it was one of those days. It was minus 23, wind chill, and it was some day. But you know what? It's interesting because the red face and so on and so forth, the offensive linemen, of course, are in no sleeves at all. And in the second half, I mean, your body, I guess, adjusts, but I didn't even realize how cold it was. The second half seemed to me to be, I was definitely under control there, and so were the players.
When you go on one of those runs, and you've done it twice, you know, what's the key? What do you look back on? Because your team just got hot late in the season, and then we know what it turned into.
Well, we were road warriors. There's no doubt about that in 07, 08. We had won 11 games on the road and some classic football games to say. But each one of those games has its own significant story and background. This game in particular, to go to Green Bay, to play against a Brett Favre team, to fight your way through. And in 07, if you remember, the 17th week,
yep,
we played the undefeated New England Patriots. And, you know, everyone, the media, everybody was telling us, you know, rest your players, you know, 50-50 with the media. Coughlin should rest his players. And I sat there and I decided that, you know, we were the New York Giants franchise. We have great pride as a franchise. I was not going to let history record that we did not play that 17th game to the best of our ability, trying to defeat a New England Patriot team that was, you know, destined to finish the regular season undefeated. Well, it was a great game, if you remember. We were actually ahead for a while in the third quarter. They came back, and they beat us 38-35. But as we went off the field, you know, we knew we could play with the New England Patriots. And, of course, later on when it becomes Super Bowl 42, it was a much different game, a much more defensive game. But in that game, it was 38-35. I remember getting a phone call message coming in the next morning about 5 after the week 17. And I had a message there from an emotional John Madden. And he said to me, he said, you know, I congratulate you and your team on one of the greatest things I've seen in the NFL in the last 10 years.
Wow.
He was talking about the competitive nature of the game. We don't, you know, we play every game to win in the NFL. We don't play, you know, chess. We play each game to win, and your team went out and played as hard as they possibly could, lost a game, but it was one of the great things to happen in the NFL in the last 10 years.
Coach, as we're talking to Tom Coughlin right now, I remember the game very well because, you know, I love you. I also can't stand you because I'm a Patriot fan. So that night in week 17 was fun. A few weeks later, it wasn't. But didn't Belichick tell you walking off the field that, hey, we'll be seeing you again? I thought I heard that somewhere.
I don't remember that part. You know, we shook hands, acknowledged what a great game it was, and then realized I think they had the bye, but we had to go to Tampa to play right away. And but it was a hard-fought game, and Bill has always been very gracious post-game.
Really, though, you look back now and that time and that game, and then you guys did go on to defeat them weeks later. You know, in these two matchups this weekend, Tennessee did beat the Chiefs earlier in the season, and then the 49ers crushed the Packers as well. I'm very curious to see how both those teams will adapt that were on the losing side of it earlier in this year, and maybe if they come out on top and get to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the one real question about the Final Four is you've hit it right on the head. The hot team being Tennessee, playing extremely well. Of course, Green Bay having an outstanding game last weekend as well. But the two teams, the 49ers, who had an outstanding season, and of course Kansas City with their incredible firepower.
When we look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know you know Spags very well, and that defense is really starting to get into a groove. The storyline, though, is obviously Andy Reid. What would it mean for you to see Andy Reid get a Super Bowl finally? Because I know it's been a long time in the works, and he's been close, but yet so far.
Well, Andy's a good friend of mine. We competed together for a long, long time when Andy was in Philly, and he's accomplished a whole lot. Obviously, won a lot of football games. Been ahead of the curve in his what he's done with Mahomes in Kansas City, and his team is playing very well. But as you know, there's two tough ball games to go.
You got to like the style of Mike Vrabel, right?
Well, Mike certainly got the running game. He got the running back. The quarterback's playing very well. There's a lot of good things happening there.
Tom Coughlin here with us at the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Take me through a little bit on your thoughts on the 49ers and the Packers. Shanahan.
We're supposed to be talking about my playoff runs here.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
Yeah, we're talking about that because there's some exciting stuff out there. You know, you've got the way in which, for example, our Green Bay win, the story of Lawrence Tynes, which is a great story.
Yeah.
You know, we're driving the ball at the end of the game. We have a chance to win. We have a bad snap from center. And it's a tie game. We miss a great opportunity, a golden opportunity. We start the overtime. The second play of overtime, Corey Webster picks a ball off and runs it back. And earlier in the game, I had said something to Lawrence about kicking a 46-yard field goal. And Lawrence kind of looked at me cross-eyed and turned and walked away. Well, we get to fourth down in overtime, and I just take a look at Lawrence. I just watch Lawrence. And Lawrence starts toward the field, drops his cape, runs out there. It was a 47-yarder. He kicked it through the uprights. It could have been 55 yards. But
Yeah. Remember,
it's minus 27 degrees then. And the ball is as hard as a rock and how he came through for our team in that circumstance.
Talking to Tom Coughlin right now on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Coach, let me ask you about a newer coach into the National Football League, Matt Rhule. I'm a Temple alum, actually wearing my 2016 AAC championship hat right now, so I was very proud of the job Matt did at Temple and then what he was able to do at Baylor. Tell the nation, and he worked with you for a year with the Giants as assistant offensive line coach. You know, tell our national audience what the Panthers are getting with Matt Rhule.
Well, here's a guy that's very sincere. He's very caring. He's very smart. He's a hard worker. But he has the ability to laugh at himself. He gets along extremely well with his team and those that work with him, his coaching staff. And I think all you have to do is look at what Matt has done at Temple, first of all, in which he created a tremendous style, a tough style, style in the way of what's going on at Tennessee right now. He ran the ball very well, ran the power play, had played good defense, was very physical. And won at Temple, and then had the opportunity to go to Baylor in a very difficult situation and change styles completely, open himself up so that he could compete in that conference, and went from 11 losses to 11 wins in a matter of a three-year period. So Matt's done an outstanding job, and he will accept whatever challenge. He's an excellent communicator, and he's going to do an outstanding job.
How did your guys' relationship start, just wondering?
Well, we had some people that worked with Kevin Gilbride had worked with with Matt at Temple, and so Kevin knew him very well, recommended him very highly.
Tom Coughlin here with us on CBS Sports Radio. You've coached college, you've coached the NFL. What do you think the biggest adjustment is from going to college to the pros?
Well, I had the opportunity, obviously, to be an assistant for 7 years in the National Football League, having worked for Jack McNeil at Boston College and then gone with Marion Campbell to Philadelphia. And so I had 7 years of assistant coaching, had the opportunity to work for Bill Parcells in 90, winning the Super Bowl in that great game against Buffalo. So I had some of those things, under my belt. But I think the whole idea about going into the pro game is, and I've always believed this, that players respect everything about you if you can make them better and if you win. And that's the whole bottom line. If you help the players, I remember as a young assistant coach in the NFL, some of the veteran players always wanting to bust your chops and call you, rookie, et cetera. But if you prove true to the task and if you help them be the best players they can possibly be, they'll respect you and they'll play for you. And Matt obviously has shown the way that his players will play for him.
You had to love the Joe Judge introductory press conference, right, Coach?
I didn't see anything of it except people called my attention to the fact that his initial press conference was compared to obviously the one that I had.
Yeah, no, when I was sitting there and I was listening to it, I was actually working out and I was listening to the press conference. They were streaming it on our local affiliate, The Fan. I go, this guy, Joe Judge, sounds a lot like Tom Coughlin, strict football guy. And, I'll be very curious to see what happens with this time with the Giants. Hey, Coach, before we let you run, as we're wrapping up with Tom Coughlin, the two-time Super Bowl champion as a head coach with the New York Giants, had two legendary and memorable runs with Big Blue. I still hear the passion and the fire in your voice. What do you think your NFL future is? How much you still want to be involved in the game?
Well, I love the game. I love the people involved in the game. And to continue to be involved in some capacity would be a very good thing for me because I need to be active. I need to be busy. I want to be busy. So the routine is very good for me. It's been that way for a lot of years. And we'll just see what prevails.
What does Tom Coughlin, by the way, do for fun outside of football?
I watch my grandkids play is basically what I do. They're starting to get old enough where I enjoy watching them play all the multiple sports that they get involved in.
That's absolutely awesome. When you look back, because that Jaguars team, they were right in that AFC championship game. You guys took it to the Steelers twice that year. You guys were up in that second half. You don't need me to tell you about going up against the Patriots. It was such a football game and such a run. When you reflect, what do you think went wrong when you review it, Coach?
In 17, you're talking about?
No, after 17.
Well, there's a lot of factors involved. Obviously, there's no excuses, but injuries take their play. Blake Bortles had some issues in 2018. And then after that, obviously, we got into the new quarterback situation and so on and so forth.
And then before we let you run, I just want to give you the opportunity to respond. Is there anything to say about the warning that the NFLPA gave out? I just wanted to give you the opportunity to respond to that.
I don't need any opportunity to talk about that. People
okay.
Know what I believe in.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Coach, hey, we really do appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Thanks for the time.
You got it. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.